This message comes from NPR sponsor Spectrum Business, who understands that small business owners do it all. That's why Spectrum Business provides internet, phone, TV, and mobile packages just for small businesses. Find one that works for you at spectrum.com/business.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been granted another chance to appeal extradition to the United States on espionage charges. The High Court in London handed down that decision today. The ruling extends a more than 12-year-long legal battle that pitted U.S. and British authorities against Assange, an Australian national, and advocates of free speech rights. Arrest warrants have been issued for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and leaders of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. NPR's Hadil Alshati reports the International Criminal Court has charged them with war crimes and crimes against humanity.
ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan said he had enough evidence that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister were responsible for crimes against humanity, including using starvation as a weapon of war. As for the three top Hamas leaders, including head Yahya Sinwar, they are charged with planning the crimes on October 7th, including the taking of hostages and torture. There was no official comment from the Israeli government, but the War Cabinet's Benny Gantz tweeted that it would be a historical crime to approve the arrest warrants. Israel is not a member of the ICC and does not recognize its jurisdiction in Israel or Gaza. A panel of ICC judges will now look into Khan's application for the arrest warrants. Hadil Alshalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The prosecution is expected to begin wrapping up its case today in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports the prosecution's star witness, former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen, is expected to be back on the witness stand.
The trial's moved rapidly. Witnesses who are allied with Trump or who have worked for Trump and those who are very much opposed to him have given pieces of the puzzle. They've described an alleged conspiracy to interfere with the 2016 election by paying off adult film actor Stormy Daniels and then allegedly falsifying business records to cover it up. Trump has pleaded not guilty, and his defense attorneys have called into question the former president's knowledge of the scheme. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is still on the stand. Once he's finished, Trump could testify in his own defense. If he doesn't, the case will move rapidly to summations, jury instructions, and then it's up to the jury to decide. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The process of removing the massive cargo ship that slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is underway this morning. Demolition crews have spent nearly 2 months working to remove the ship from the twisted wreckage of the bridge. Officials say it could take several days to fully remove it. The crash in March left 6 construction workers dead. Investigations into the incident are ongoing. This is NPR News. Utility crews are working to restore power to thousands of customers in southeast Texas. A string of powerful storms ripped across the area last week, leaving widespread destruction across the Houston area. Forecasters say temperatures are expected to be in the mid-90s today, leaving many people without air conditioning. Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs is taking responsibility and apologizing for a video that surfaced showing him physically assaulting his former girlfriend. Steve Futterman reports the surveillance tape appeared to show Combs beating singer Cassie Ventura.
2 days after the video was released, Sean Combs offered an apology in a video on social media.
My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video.
Combs had previously denied allegations that he had assaulted singer Cassie Ventura. The security video from 2016 is graphic. It shows Combs physically attacking his former girlfriend in the hallway of a Los Angeles hotel, at times kicking her while she is lying on the ground and dragging her. The Los Angeles District Attorney says the hip-hop star cannot be prosecuted since the act took place in 2016. Combs has been the subject of multiple lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct and assault. In March, federal agents raided 2 homes linked to Combs. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips annual travel insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.